Hello, I am Kirsty, and we're doing things a little bit differently this week. Every once in a while, I like to change it up on the pod. If you're new, welcome to Fancy Blather. Obviously, I've already done the intro, but I'm kind of recording this backwards. So, a little backstory before we kind of get into everything. First of all, today is the 3rd year anniversary of the podcast. What a wild ride this has been. So exciting. I don't know, it just feels surreal. Like so much has happened in my life in the last 3 years. And it feels really cool that I've had a podcast and a community to like share that all with, I guess. Which kind of brings me to where I'm going with this. Yeah, this is a solo episode, which is very different. I haven't done one in a while, I guess. Maybe probably hasn't been that long, but the last one was kind of focusing on the stories of Scotland, which I haven't got rid of. Don't worry, I'm still interested in like telling untold stories of Scotland or like underrated. Obviously, they're not completely untold because otherwise, how would I know about them? But like underrated stories here in Scotland and helping people who live here to learn new things and helping people who don't live here to learn more about this country too, I guess. And all the wonderful people that have existed in it in this world, whether they still do or not. I mean, that is kind of the point of this entire podcast, is that we are blessed to be surrounded by each other in reality. And there are so many incredible stories out here in this world, and we're always kind of hearing the same stories with the same voices from the same people, from the same group of people, especially. And as like a quote unquote regular Joe, it can get a little tedious and get a little taxing and can get a little old, a little boring real fast. Not that these people are not real people or anything like that by any means, but sometimes relatability is something that is missing from the world that we live in today. So, with that in mind, this is normally a podcast, if you are new, where I chat to people living here in Edinburgh, visiting Edinburgh, some kind of connection to Edinburgh, and I just chat to them about their regular old lives, and we just chat about things that matter, as a way of having a conversation, hopefully inspiring whoever's listening or empathizing with whoever's listening, having a moment of human connection and sharing that in the hopes of that creating other human connections and conversations, because I fundamentally believe that everything that exists in this world always began with a conversation, and conversation has the ability to make so much power, makes so what has the has so much power and make so much change. And yeah, with that in mind, it felt only fitting for the 3 year anniversary to do a solo episode, a diary episode, if you will. I have done these in the past over the 3 years. I don't know who they benefit more, you or me. I really love doing these solo episodes. It's an opportunity to be vulnerable, which is very hard to do in reality, and something about just being with a computer screen and a microphone, you kind of forget that there's people out there listening to this. And I hope that my vulnerability encourages you to be vulnerable in your life. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Because I really struggle with being vulnerable. I really struggle with opening myself up to others, which is probably quite surprising because I probably come across as quite an extroverted person, not just as like a host on this podcast, but also just like, if you met me in reality, you'd probably also feel that way. And I wouldn't say I'm not an extrovert. I love being connected with other people. I love socializing. I love all that jazz. I love community. I've always craved community since I was a child. But I struggle to be emotionally there, which I think is true of a lot of people in the world. Not to make this into like a therapy session, but I've been kind of like trying to figure that out recently, and like, what is that all about? Like, why is there this like emotional blockage, if you like? There's like this wall up stopping me from allowing myself to be truly vulnerable in any moment. And I do still have connections with people and friendships with people that are deep and meaningful, don't get me wrong, but there is this kind of like wall of vulnerability that I struggle to break down, because I'm like, just feels uncomfortable, don't like it, don't want to do that, no thank you. And it's something that I think is so big in this world. It's something that's so not really spoken about, is this like fear of vulnerability, almost because somehow as a society we seem to deem vulnerability as kind of like a weakness, which is kind of a ridiculous sentence to say out loud at all, because when I see vulnerability in other people, I see that as an incredible strength and somebody who has such grace and just fundamentally has so much ability to do something that I'm like, wow, that's so incredible to be that vulnerable in that moment. That's so brave. It's so strong. And I think, obviously, I'm coming at this from the perspective of my own life as like a white woman. And I think it is hard to be vulnerable as a woman in particular. I think there's this always been this thing that like, if you're a woman, you're emotionally charged, you're this, you're that. There was the whole like hysteria thing in the past, which I really just downplayed, like it was a big thing. And I think that is really ingrained in our society much more than we actually realize. I don't even think it's just ingrained in like the sexist comments. I think it's fundamentally ingrained in everything we do in our day-to-day lives. And there's almost this need for you as a woman to act against that and to go against who the things you have at your core and want to be the opposite of what people expect a woman to be, and want to be stubborn and stand out and be strong and defiant and all these things. And it's almost like then you become, you view vulnerability as a weakness, but it's not a weakness, but that's just how you internalize that. And you end up in this kind of really weird place where it's like hard to admit when you are in a place of like loss, in a place of like, where do I go from here? And you find yourself in positions where you don't really know what to do with that. And I think it's just so interesting to know that if I'm feeling like this, there is probably so many other people in the world that are feeling exactly the same way. So I suppose this episode is for you, and this episode is for anyone who has ever felt this way, will ever feel this way, is for anyone who just relates in any moment to this. I just finished the season of Never Have I Ever, and I have to say Mindy Kaling did it again. Like, that woman is incredible. I cannot with her writing, in the best way possible. And God, that show is so powerful. I think people can easily write off something because it's on Netflix, it's about teenagers, blah 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 blah, whatever. Take your judgmental head and go somewhere else. So profound in so many moments, so many things happening that I was like, this is just really something that has been lacking in the world of content that we're overwhelmed with in this moment. And this is like, this show is showing so many things that are just not shown in the world. And it's so validating, even if you are like years away from those experiences, there is still something relatable in that. Even if you didn't have the same experiences as the characters on the show, you can still relate to certain aspects of it. What I find really interesting is kind of the whole arc of the show with them, with like trauma, with emotion, with having a dream, maybe not reaching your dream, lots of like ups and downs with that, and like figuring all that out, and that dream being about college in this situation. I'm really sorry if I'm giving spoilers. I'm trying not to, but also like just watch it and come back and listen. And it's very relatable. And I like, to any young people, and I'm no old hat, trust me, like I'm only 26, but to any younger people listening to this, particularly if there is a teenager out there listening to this, I just hope you know that your life is so not defined by where you go right after high school. It is not defined by who you become as soon as you walk out those doors. Your life is currently changing. It is constantly progressing. It is constantly ebbing and flowing, and you're always growing. You're always becoming a different person than you were the day before. You're always waking up a different version of yourself in some way, shape, or form, no matter like how minuscule that is. And it's so crazy how certain things that happened at that age are still so relevant in your 20s. And let me just say, your 20s, no picnic. Like, I don't know who told me or how I got the impression that these were going to be the best years of my life. I was going to be living my best life all the time. I was going to be loving every single second of it. Jesus Christ, my 20s are a shit show. And that's probably putting it delicately. Like, wow. I just feel like, wow. Like, I cannot wait to, I mean, I am very much trying to live in the present and enjoying the moment, but I cannot wait to be in a position where my life just feels that little bit more together than it does right now, which is interesting. And it's probably why a show about being in high school is so relatable, because it doesn't feel that far off my own life, even though I'm evidently not in high school. But your 20s is a time of like figuring yourself out, figuring out what you want for yourself, who you want to be, how you want to exist in this world, how you want to show up in this world, and then changing your mind and then doing that again 1,000 times over. It is about trying to put yourself in a stable position in a job market that currently is a shit show to be in. It is about trying to figure out how to feed yourself every day, how to like maybe go to the gym and exercise, how to eat healthy, how to socialize, how to make time for yourself, how to avoid the internet, how to learn though whilst avoiding the internet. There's so many different things going on that it's like, sometimes honestly, I'm just grateful that I got out of bed that day. And I think that that has to be celebrated so much more than it is. Like, you cannot have these expectations of doing all these things in one day. It's totally unrealistic, totally impossible in so many ways. And I'm currently kind of in a bit of a weird place with job stuff. I'm about to finish up where I'm at, and then I'm like, don't really know where I'm going next. And it's a very uncomfortable place to be in when you just want to have it together. You want to know what you're doing. You want to know where you're going to be. You want to know what's next. And it is hard, because it's like you try so hard to not let that define you in this moment in your life, because my work is not the definition of who I am. However, it is a part of who you are. And this thing of like not recognizing that is also not the right way to go about it. And going through a kind of thing of job hunting and doing it all over again when you've already done it so many times, it's exhausting no matter what age you are. And I think that is something that is so not spoken about enough in this world, is the emotional taxing or the emotional tax that this puts on you, like on job hunting, interviews, like constantly having to put yourself out there, having to sell yourself. It's really a difficult, uncomfortable experience. And I think that's why I related so much to Never Have Ever, with the college applications and the rejections and all these things. It's very relatable. It's very relatable content. And it's something I don't know if you ever get used to. I don't know if you ever get to a place of like fully accepting that. I don't think anyone likes rejection. I think anyone that does, says they do, is lying. I think fundamentally, at our core, as human beings, we all seek some level of validation. Whether we can admit that or not is obviously a very different conversation. However, there is nothing wrong with wanting approval, so long as like seeking approval doesn't become the sole reason for your existence. But like, I think it has to be said that like having that be part of your existence is totally normal, totally natural, and like not that unheard of. And why would it be? Like, it's normal to feel like that. So I just think that's just something that's been like mulling through in my head at the moment. And it's like when you look around and you're like, wow, everyone around me has it together. I really don't. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, why can I not get it together? Why do I feel like such an anomaly in this situation? And the reality is that none of you have it together. They're acting as much as you are acting. You're just not seeing that they are wearing a mask whilst you're also wearing a mask, if that makes any sense. Which is such an interesting concept, because it's like, how can you not recognize that other people are obviously doing what you are doing? And it comes back full circle, I guess, to that emotional vulnerability and that thing of wanting to look like you have it together and you're where you're meant to be in life and everything is exactly as it's how it's supposed to be and all that kind of stuff. But something that's really interesting about that is like, those are real moments when you're in moments of an emotional situation, whatever that is in your life, if that is a breakup with a friend, with a relationship, if it is bereavement, if it is grief, if it is job opportunities not going the way you wanted them to, not getting into the university you wanted to go to, not getting the job you want, like just like, I say simple things, but that's not, I don't mean it in that way. Things that you always thought were going to go right, not going right, and then not knowing where to go next with it is such a human thing that is so natural in all of us. So it's so interesting to me that that's like one part that we all hide of ourselves so often, at like a fear of being judged, knowing full well that we are not judging the other people, because let's be real, we're all too damn focused on ourselves anyway to care. And I don't know, I just needed to like spill my heart about that, get that off my chest. Obviously the podcast has hit 3 years. I started this podcast in a very different place in some ways than I am now, and in other ways in a very similar place than I am now. Oh my goodness, I started this podcast in 2020, which we all know what 2020 was all about. For people listening to this in the future who are like, wow, this historical artifact, it was indeed the COVID pandemic that made me start this podcast. How cliche of me, I know, I don't have any original thoughts, it's fine, we get it. Because I craved, once again, the extrovert in me, I craved human connection. I missed the conversations that you have at the bus stop, on the bus, on the train, I don't know why I'm just naming transport, walking down the street, in a shop, just the conversations that you have with strangers that can change your day or their day in ways that neither of you realize in the moment and might not even notice in the future, but like they do because of the butterfly effect. And even if you don't recognize the impact it's had on you, it has changed the discourse of your existence in some way every time you connect with another person, which is such a beautifully fundamentally human thing to have, and something that I find so incredible and amazing, and I needed that so badly. So I started this podcast and it was amazing, it was incredible. We start off amazing having these connections. I've had many a heart spill over on the internet to you all, so thank you for being here and listening to me pour my heart out to you in a way that I could probably never do in person. And thank you for allowing me to be emotionally vulnerable and giving your time out of your day to listen to me being emotionally vulnerable, and hopefully enjoying what I have to say, or taking something for what I have to say, and taking something from all the guests that I've had over the last 3 years, and leaving feeling you've learned something and gained something from listening to this podcast. In a world that is so full of content, I do hope that the content I make does inspire you to connect with real people and have conversations and connections and not always just be consuming content, which is something I also definitely need to work on as a human being. But I hope that this podcast in the last 3 years and as it continues to go on does that for you. It has these moments of joy and moments of hardship and moments of a connection between me and you as the listener. Even though we may not know each other personally, maybe we do. We have a connection here in this moment, and that is something that is really quite incredible to be able to say and to be able to do. It's a really wonderful, exciting thing to exist in this world. And I am so grateful to be able to do this and have the time to do this. And podcasting is something I love doing. I think it is just such a cool thing. I love listening to podcasts. I love, obviously, recording this podcast. I just think there's something about podcasts that is just incredible. And I love hearing people's inner thoughts. So I hope that you've enjoyed hearing mine this week. I am aware that this is perhaps a little shorter episode than usual. But see that as a sign to use the rest of the time you may have had dedicated to this episode to go out and connect with others, and know that I'll be back in 2 weeks with another guest talking about other exciting, fun things that you can learn from and you can connect with. And thank you so much for listening, whether this is your first episode or one that you have been the latest of the ones that you've been listening to. Have you been here? I sound like Harry Styles doing his talk about and trust me, I know I am not on that level. Jesus, absolutely not. But I sound like him doing his, I've been like very much on the Love on Tour TikTok, him doing his like little spiel, and he's like, you've been with me for 13 years or 2 years, I'm so grateful. But he's saying it to 90,000 people in Wembley. I am recording this on my laptop in my bed after having watched an entire season of Netflix, and I can assure you, I don't think I am saying this to 90,000 people. However, if I am one day, that's cool. But also, if it's just to one of you, that's also cool. But what I'm trying to say is, Eve, if you have been here since the start of the podcast, that is so cool. Thank you so much for being here all this time, for sticking around, for continuing to support this show and continuing to support me in doing this. If you're new, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here. I hope you keep listening. I have new episodes out every second Sunday, and it's a real dream, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Also, very excited to end off this podcast 3-year anniversary by letting you know that Small Talk is coming back soon. This is the podcast I do with my friend Naomi, that was on this channel for a while. Now we're just kind of separating, and it will have its own space on Spotify. So be ready to search up Small Talk on Spotify. We're talking about really exciting things. Overarching theme is concepts. So if that interests you, or even if it doesn't, just go and listen, because you never know. Because we will have a new episode for you next Sunday on there. So if you do enjoy listening to my voice, which who doesn't? I'm sorry, that was very big headed of me. I take that back. Then I highly recommend you check out Small Talk next Sunday. But if not, I'm also back in 2 weeks. And once again, thank you so much for the last 3 years. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please do continue to support it. Do follow the podcast, subscribe. Share the episode if you're listening. Follow us on socials at Fancy of Blether, on Instagram and on TikTok. And thank you so much, and have a lovely week. And if you can do one thing this week, make a connection with someone that you've never spoken to before. Thank you. Bye.